Hi, guys. Thank you for your continued support of the Paleo Solution Podcast. I also wanted to take a moment and thank two of our wonderful podcast sponsors. The first is Thrive Market. Thrive is a new online marketplace offering the world's best-selling natural and organic products at wholesale prices. If Costco and Whole Foods Online got together at a rave and got liquored up, their child would look a lot like Thrive Market. So the way that Thrive works, for less than $5 a month, about $59.95 annually, you get a membership that gives you access to more than 2,500 of the highest quality food, supplement, home, personal care, and beauty products. Those are all delivered straight to your door and at 25 to 50% below retail price. Orders above $49 are free, but that's only in the continental United States. RobWolf.com followers get a free two-month Thrive Market membership, as well as 20% off of your first order. So go to thrivemarket.com/RobWolf, and you can get in on that deal. Our second podcast sponsor is Hylete. Check out Hylete's innovative athletic apparel at Hylete.com. If you love Hylete, and I absolutely do, you can love a whole lot more of them, because if you enter the code ROBWOLF50, ROBBWOLF50, you receive a holy cat's worthy 50% off your purchase. Thank you again, and it's time for the show. Hey, folks, Rob Wolf here, another edition of the Paleo Solution Podcast. As usual, my recording stuff is slow to ramp up. Maybe it's time to get some more RAM on this 4-year-old Mac Tower. Today with me, my good friend, family member, Grand Poobah of NorCal Strength and Conditioning, Sean Gower, and the even bigger, friendlier, newly dadded Grayson Strange. Grayson, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. You know, minus no sleeping, but
I wish he had a picture of his eyes you could just post on this thing.
I look like I'm dead.
Well, I was just in Berkeley last night, and like around every corner, everybody was high as a kite and smoking on the street. And so I'm kind of well steeped in people who look like they've been rode hard and put away wet. So
he fits the bill right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, totally. That's
right. He does. Cool. So, Sean, what's new? What's new at NorCal?
Dude, we have a lot of stuff that's new. We always have new and exciting things happening. But, well, other than online programming thing that we want to really talk about and kind of let folks know about, we have some new training stuff that Matt's kind of brought to the table. With we're training or putting together some classes for an upcoming Spartan race.
Nice.
Which has been really, 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 it's been fun. It's been cool to see how many folks are going. It's going to be at ATT Park. We've been letting folks know that if they want to be part of the team, just log on to the Spartan thing, sign up under Team NorCal, and they'll get a NorCal shirt and all that good stuff, and we'll meet down there and have a good day. So it's kind of giving some folks, you know, something more direct to train for. And it's been good. It's been good.
And I've seen on the Facebook feed and whatnot that you guys have been shooting some video on that. Who launched the idea of doing a specific class and block of programming for ramping up for a Spartan race? Was that a client or one of the coaches?
You know, we had a few people. You know, there's Sean Jensen and Ben Winter have been at the gym forever, and both of them have done them. Sean was like kind of the grandfather. He was the first one, I think, in the facility. And now Ben is actually trying to do what's called the trifecta this year, which I think is the beast, the sprint, and the super. Mm. And so just his enthusiasm, honestly, chatting with Matt got all fired up and was like, hey, man, there's one, you know, coming up. And we, you know, people in the gym kind of tagged things here, there. And then I saw that one was at AT&T Park in San Francisco, and it was only 3.1 miles. And I found out that it was like on all five tiers. So I knew there'd be a lot of walking. So I was like, I'm in. And so, so that was that, man. And so we got everybody together, got people signed up. It's July 18th, and it's going to be cool, man. There's a lot of people that are excited about this. And we got Matt's doing all the programming for it. He actually was just on a Spartan, I can't remember the exact name of it, but a Spartan podcast. Nice. Talking about the whole thing. So yeah, it's been good.
Very cool. So and maybe this will parlay a little bit into talking about the Train Heroic online training offerings, but how are you guys tweaking the programming in the gym to ramp folks up for the Spartan race?
I think so far the Spartan race has sort of been like simulating the obstacles that you go through in the Spartan race within reason. You know, lots of climbing, lots of obstacles to hop over, mixed in with a lot of running. And the classes, format-wise, is a lot different from what we have in the other classes, where it's, you know, you get a warm-up, and then you're pretty much going for the full 50 minutes after a 10-minute warm-up of continuous running, climbing, jumping, crawling, you know, getting it as close to what you'd see in a race minus the length as we could get.
Yeah, and he's doing a lot of smart stuff, too, with, like, ankle mobility, ankle strengthening. Just because there are a lot of folks, even though it's 3.1 miles, he's like, you know, my concern isn't running the 3.1 miles, but he's like, the stairs, the obstacle, he's come off the obstacle wrong, you know? So he's getting people prepped on that stuff, and I think he's done a pretty good job. I mean, it's only been a few weeks that we really started the classes, but his programming, the way he's building people up to peak, it's going to be on point, man. I think people are going to do really, really well. And, you know, the reality of it is the majority of those folks, like myself, are not really going there to compete, more just to kind of finish, you know,
right,
and have fun. There'll be a few, obviously, diehards, but it's just more just like same exact thing we always do at the gym. It's like, hey, man, we want to keep you safe. We wanted you to be able to do these things, but we want you to be safe and not completely beat down the next day.
Right, right. No, so that's always, you know, as both, you know, Sean and I have some reasonably deep experience training people, trying to get them ready for MMA events and stuff like that. And ironically, if someone's reasonably motivated, maybe one of the largest challenges of coaching is preventing the person from destroying themselves and not being completely wrecked on game day. So, you know, how do you prep the person and then leave enough in the tank for them to recover and actually be good to go on game day? That's a huge deal. So there's actually some planning that goes into this, and it's not just a completely randomized approach.
Yeah, we're not throwing mud at the wall and hoping it sticks. definitely with Matt's background, you know, in collegiate run, he's a collegiate coach for Chico State running for the track team, but he also ran. I don't know the exact thing, and it's so hard to see because every time I run against him, I always feel like he's moving slow. But he ran a 156 something 800 in college, which is pretty fast, because I could barely get a 400 in that time now. But So I'm like, so basically you're twice as fast as me, and you look like you're moving slower than I do. Why is that? He's like, because you're spazzing out. Shocker.
We have some clients that look more like an epileptic seizure with them when they run than you do, but not many of them. So yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Awesome. We've been batting around the idea of some way to get what we do at NorCal out to more folks. We've had people, and Sean, you know the numbers on this better than I do because I've been out of pocket for a long time, but we've had people from Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Croatia, all over the
Ireland,
European
man.
Union, Ireland,
yeah.
All over the United States. We had somebody show up from Brazil. Sean got an email from a dude from Brazil that his English was barely north of my Portuguese, and it was basically like, I come, stay with you, learn much, you know. And then, 2 weeks later, this dude shows up on the front porch of NorCal, and you're like, okay, here we go.
And the funniest thing was, I responded to him and said, you know, we don't have anything in place, blah 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 blah. You know, I don't think it'd be worth your trip to just come all the way out here just to kind of watch some of our classes. He either didn't get the email or he didn't care and he still came, but he still did. He still follows our stuff. I mean, I see him all the time on Facebook, and there's been a few that Grayson had a guy come from Canada that trained with us, just came down here just to train for a month, six weeks,
for a month. Yeah. Three, four days a week.
Yeah. He was in there all the time. And so we've had that happening forever. And like you, I mean, obviously, you know, it's been like a 4 or 5 year deal where me, you and Nikki would sit around and say, hey, we needed to get this thing online. And as we went round and round and, you know, talking to, I want to say it was like We Are Titans or something, but to look at building out an actual website, it always kind of came to, we wanted so many features that by the time we were said and done, it was so much money to get it built. And then, you know, it wasn't like it was built and it was done. It was like, oh, and then you have upkeep. Oh, and then you have to be able to, you know, continue it forward the entire time. And so, it's been something that we've been working on, I'd say, honestly, for 4 years, and it just all came into fruition over the last, 6 months?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been awesome though so far.
Yeah. So these guys from Train Heroic, they reached out to me, man, I want to say close to a year ago, and they were kind of born out of a program called Training Peaks, which Joe Friel, if folks have read most of the older paleo books, he co-authored the Paleo Diet for Athletes book with Lauren Cordain. Joe Friel wrote the Training Athletes Bible, the Triathletes Bible, the Runner's Bible. Like he's very well steeped in endurance athletics. But Training Peaks was one of the very, very first online training platforms. It was specifically catering to endurance athletes, but Train Heroic kind of got its springboard from those folks. And they've built a really remarkable online portal where strength and conditioning coaches, fitness coaches from around the world can provide their offerings. And the thing that hooked us, I think, was that it had the most impressive user interface for the client and the coach out of anything that we've seen.
Dude, yeah, hands down. And honestly, just chatting with having the ability to chat with Ben and Josh, those guys are on top of their stuff, man. Josh is, we work more with Josh on a one-on-one basis, and I have to give that guy praise, man. I mean, you send him an email, and if you don't get something back within like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, I usually will text and be like, dude, are you okay? Is everything all right? I don't even know how he responds, honestly. And it's like, and it's not like he has every email, you know, like in a little, lineup where he's cut and paste, or he's just, I don't know how many words per minute he's putting out, but he's no joke, man. He gets it done. And that guy has made it really easy on us, really easy on us. And so, as soon as we chatted with him that first time, it was Grayson and I were actually with Ben, right? The first time, yeah. And it was just like, dude, this is money. And the direction in which they wanted to go just was like on point with what we wanted. And so it's been awesome. We definitely had to put in some work for the first, 6 months, getting our video library up to date, getting all of our movement descriptions and all that good stuff just dialed in. And then we got our YouTube page launched. This thing launched a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, right? Yep.
Yeah.
And it's been going well. It's been going really well. We just got our gym members on board, and the folks are digging it. They love the fact they can actually track their stuff without a little white notebook.
Right.
So
you know, it's maybe worth mentioning a little bit of the history. You know, clearly we started off within the kind of CrossFit ecosystem ages ago. Greg Everett, Nikki, and myself. Sean got involved with the gym pretty early on. We nearly killed him with his first workout, but Sean's kind of a skeptical prick. And
with all due respect
and much familial love, but Sean's kind of a prick and kind of a skeptic. And so Nikki put together but Sean also has competed at very high levels in athletics. He was at top of the food chain in wrestling in California back in his heyday. So there was some pretty good wiring lurking in his physiology. And so Nikki put together a workout that I think was like some dips, a 400 meter run, and some ball slams.
It was wall balls.
Wall balls. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I remember Nikki wrote it on the board. Sean looked at it and said, "That's it," and hilarity ensued, basically. But so we started from the kind of I think where most folks started within that kind of CrossFit ecosystem, really just kind of emulating what we saw, workout of the day type stuff, singlets, couplets, triplets. Pretty quickly, we saw that there were some limitations to that approach. Started thinking about progression versus scaling, really started thinking about the need for multiple points of entry, multiple program offerings. We ended up developing our low intensity functional training program. We had some body weight only programs, and that has really grown and morphed over time, which all of that is reflected in the programs that are offered through our Train Heroic portal. But to Sean, to your point, in the gym, so we have this place now where folks from anywhere in the world can get the same type of programming that our clients in the gym get. But something that's been missing in the gym was a really robust tracking system. And you know, there's lots of online trackers out there. Folks do a really good job with those, but none of them really ticked the boxes that we wanted as far as the user interface for the client and the utility that the coach could have. in constructing the programming, really looking at the balance of the programming and whatnot. Grayson, what about the, you are one of our best coaches. I mean, our staff right now is phenomenal across the board. Everybody is really good, but you and Sarah in particular are just very, very good on the programming progression side. But what about the Train Heroic coaching interface really drew you in?
I just really liked the aspect that it gave us so much freedom to get in all of the components that we really want. You know, we can have a really good setup for periodized strength blocks and skill blocks coupled with lots of mobility stuff. And one of the coolest aspects, especially for people who are following, is that we can sort of create any test markers that we want. So if we want them to have, you know, of course, like a back squat strength marker, but we could have them test every single skill, every single mobility aspect, and they can really track that progress and see it, graph it out. You know, we can retest all that stuff. It tracks all of their stuff forever. And it just really gets, it's, you know, it keeps all that stuff up front and keeps it in their face. And, you know, it really lets them prioritize all of the different aspects to get a really good balance that just seems like it's so easy to overlook that stuff otherwise. So that's one of my favorite things about it.
Nice. And so, Sean, again, how long have you guys been using this for the clients in the gym?
It actually started on Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, really recently.
Monday, yes.
Okay.
It's been short-lived thus far, but, I mean, the feedback we're getting, everyone, thank you so much. This is awesome. It's, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's super easy to use. You know, most of the people are able to do it for the phone. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. I just had a meeting, actually, with them and talk about the updates on their app. And it's crazy where they're going with this stuff. I mean, to make it just so user-friendly. I want to touch on something real quick, though, as far as like what Grace was saying, and then we'll get into this more. But I was able to go to a facility yesterday out at CrossFit Feather River, and Chris Gill, who's a good, really good friend of ours, is using our programming and using the templates that we have and the platform, the Train Heroic platform. And watching his coaches use our programming was really, really cool to see, kind of step back and watch, you know, like how they're coaching it and whatnot. And they've obviously been our NorCal Method seminar. They've been huge followers. But what was cool was just to see, man, the client's general consensus was, gosh, this is different. I really liked the hours jam-packed. The intermediate was what they were doing. Jam-packed. No time to really sit around and, you know, chitter-chatter. But the thing they loved was the mobility component that Grayson adds in. It's like, hey, you're doing XYZ. We're super sitting in our back squat with some hip rotations. And they just loved it. They're like, dude, I just feel every set, I feel better and better. And that was the one thing across the board. I only got to talk to two of them. But across the board, they've been getting in just, 4 days? They've been using our programming. And just they love the mobility component and how it's coupled together. And it just seems like smart programming. Chris is like, dude, I wish you guys would have this years ago. So he's been wanting programming from us for some time. And so I was like,
yeah, I mean, good. So Chris, he came down, I want to say like 6 years ago, maybe even 7 years ago. And they went through our on-ramp program. They did a lot of personal training with you. I think that he did some personal training with Nikki. And then when this guy's got an interesting background. Chris has run lots of larger Globo Gym type operations, started looking more at this kind of CrossFit functional fitness kind of scene, just jumped whole hog into what we were doing and put in the on-ramps, basically, you know, copied and pasted most of what we were doing into his program and really has seen a ton of success. But clearly... This integration of the Train Heroic material is still pretty new, but he seems to like it and his clients seem to like it.
Yeah. Yeah. The programming so far. And he said, you know, the thing he likes is for his coaches is they were able to pull programming and then they can look at it. And if they were uncertain, he's like the seated hip rotations, they were uncertain what that was. Well, the cool thing is they're able to touch the button or the actual word, you know, seated hip rotations, and a YouTube video pops up with all the breakdown and bullet points of what the movement looks like, our description, and then you watch a video of one of us doing the movement. And so he's like, dude, this is like a no brainer. He's like, you can see it, you see the coaching cues, you know, a lot of it's really, you know, most stuff they know, but there's a few things that, you know, worded different or whatever it may be. But he was like, dude, this is exactly what I've needed. And so, yeah, he no longer has to spend time doing his programming. goes to ours. He said, but it's nice because he goes on there. He's like, I'm going to go on Saturday, look it over. If I have questions, I'll be able to watch the videos. Coaches will have it. They all have access to it. So these coaches are able to look at it. And it's we post ours on Fridays at noon for the following week. So people have a chance. It's the first time in NorCal history that people could see our programming beforehand. And this week was kind of interesting because I was like, I wonder how many cherry pickers we're going to have. You know, people showing up,
right.
You know, going through it. And I don't think we've gotten there yet because it's, you know, it's just still so new. But I think we will get there. Like, you know, people will look and be like, yeah, I don't want to do that today. I'll go tomorrow, you know. But it'll be interesting to see.
Well, and you know, I've done a couple of training updates. I think I did my first one at age 39, and then I've done one yearly since then. I'm working on my age 43 training update, which, like most of the others, is going to be 6 months late. But you know what? Whatever. I added a second kid to the mix, so cry me a river. But I've been following the intermediate program, and. You know, I have a pretty chaotic schedule. I'm doing this, you know, for a couple of different reasons. You know, I want to be in good shape and I want to maintain as much capacity as I can as I age and all that stuff. But my main thing is doing this old dude Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And the fact that I'm able to look ahead a little bit, then I can kind of plan my week around. If I get three sessions of grappling in that week, then I may only do two of the strength programs. And if I miss all of my you know, grappling for a given week, like we just moved our house, so I didn't get any of that, but I ended up getting into the gym, you know, four times that week. And so I'm able to you know, kind of meter out my dose appropriate to what else I have going on and then to tailor it to my goals. And that intermediate program is just kind of the sweet spots for me. Grayson, run folks through what the different program offerings are, because we have everything that goes from fundamental strength and conditioning to a body weight only program all the way up to advanced strength and conditioning.
Yeah, I mean, we have pretty much the whole range. You know, we have the body weight anywhere program, which is totally awesome because you don't need any equipment to do it. You get in and out in about a half an hour. You know, if you want to take it a little bit further, if you have access to a gym or your own equipment, then we have our low intensity program, beginning strength and conditioning, intermediate strength and conditioning, like you said, all the way up to advanced strength and conditioning. And, you know, with each one of those programs, once you get into the strength and conditioning classes, or following the programming, you're looking at, you know, more advanced barbell movements, more volume, more days of training, harder skill stuff, all the way up. You know, the advanced program is something where you're a 5 day a week program. Still able to get in about an hour, but it's a pretty robust program as far as what you're getting.
You're moving. You're having to move to get it in. Yeah. And if folks that are doing that, you know, like we've said, the folks that are doing the advanced, they know what they're getting into, and they know that it's going to take some time. But they're usually the folks that are committed. They set aside, you know, 2 hours a day to be able to do this stuff.
So. Grayson, where are you at in which one of these things are you using personally? Or are you kind of pulling a little hybridization out of this? And this is almost, I'm going to do the compare and contrast here in a minute and see what Sean's up to. So if folks aren't familiar with Grayson, he's like a 6'1", 200, well, you just had a baby. So some of these metrics have changed a little bit, but basically
so he's actually 5'4".
Yeah. Yeah. But Grayson is basically a large block of muscle with a giant beard on top. So what are you doing on this stuff?
I'm definitely working a hybrid now, just whatever I can keep up with as far as sleep goes. I mean, I'm keeping up with the conditioning and the advanced strength and conditioning program and most of the strength stuff. But depending on the day, I will default to the intermediate or even just some body weight stuff, honestly, just on the days where I'm, you know, under 3 hours of sleep, the body weight is what happens. So I can do that in the living room with the baby.
Right.
And then on the better rested days, I'll attack some of that advanced or intermediate stuff. But, you know, overall, it's worked out pretty well, even with the lack of sleep and everything. I feel like I've still been able to stay on top of it somewhat. You know, I might be a couple inches shorter now and a little bit lighter, but the beard is longer though.
Yes. So
that's really the big thing.
Nice. Well, yeah. you know, the worst thing you could ever do for your own athleticism is run a gym. So,
yeah. Yeah.
So, Sean, what are you up to on your work? I know you've been dealing with some rehab issues,
my hip.
Yeah, some hip and low back issues. So how are you plugging this in, and how's the hip and low back doing?
It's good, man. I've been doing acupuncture, seeing a physical therapist, and they've just basically told me that I was broken and that I've been masking this for it. Shockingly, it's been since high school, but you know, it all comes out of the woodwork after, yeah, when you start to get my age. But but I tell you, I've been doing playing with the body weight. I actually like, Christy and I did it in the garage the other day, the low intensity programming, just because where I'm at, man, I just like to cruise right now, man. I did the beginner this week. I did on Monday. The workout was great. I got crushed. And I realized really quickly that I probably should just stick with the body weight. And the body weight one for me, the other day I did it, and I think from start to finish, it was 18 minutes. It was still a little barn burner. I mean, I went for it, but I knew I only had 30 minutes for I had to get in the shower. So I was like, I went after it. But yeah, 20 to 30 minutes on that one. And it's like, really, there's no excuse, you know, and that's it. So I've been trying to stick with that, and then try to get at least two of the low intensities in, a week right now. Nice. Cruising, man. Yep. And of course, modifying to just my strong leg. No, I'm joking.
Nice. So, you know, the way that the programming is set up right now, it makes it much easier for the coaches to look at their folks. And I mean, we always in the gym, we do a pretty good job of checking in with folks. What do they have going on in the other 23 hours of the day that they're not in the gym? This is a feature that is not part of Train Heroic now, but will be a feature that will be integrated in the future, where they will have a heart rate variability tracking kind of interface. So that when folks roll into the gym, or even if you are doing this stuff from home and you're tracking your heart rate variability and you've got a green light that day, then it's kind of like, okay, you know, weapons ready, let's hit this thing hard. If you're an amber or a red, then we might just foam roll and stretch and call it good, or at least take things at a very moderate pace. But these things, because there is some periodization and some planning that goes into it, we try to ramp up the volume and intensity and then have some unloading periods and whatnot. But that is still something that, it's pre-planned. It's not perfectly dynamic to the changes that happen if your kid slept well that night versus didn't sleep well that night. And Train Heroic has some plans for being able to get very granular on this and customize things in a way that we can still have this overarching template that would be an impossible to infinitely customize for every single person, but the individual customization will get even more granular for folks when they look at that heart rate variability piece. And I think that that's probably 6 or 8 months down the road, but it's a really exciting feature that will help our coaches and help people individually figure out how to customize even the daily dose that they're getting within a given program.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have so much stuff going on. I honestly can't even keep up. Just the meeting the other day we had in 10 minutes, I was like, so you're adding features to the app. All right. Have a great day. Like, I literally couldn't even, it's awesome. They're going places. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys are top of the food chain with this. So, if somebody wants to get in and start doing this, how does that whole process play out? Like, where do they go?
Well, you could obviously go to Train Heroic and check out the marketplace. You go to NorCalSC.com. Just go to our website, click on online training, and literally you can just select a club there. It'll take you straight to the club. They all have the breakdown description. But yeah, going into Train Heroic and into their marketplace basically has the teams you could choose from, but it'll be on your site soon. And then our site on NorCal, on our website, you just go on there, train online. Again, we have the write up. You click on the club, click which one you want to do, and enter the information. You're ready to rock and roll.
Cool.
There's no commitment, which is a really cool thing. I mean, I've had people email in saying, hey, do I have to commit to this? And I'm probably going to sign it for a year, and I was like, you can do whatever you want. You know, you could do the month to month, which is really, really, really nice for folks. They come in, try it out, say, hey, this is something I really like. Or you could buy a year in advance, a year up front, I should say, and you basically pay for 10 months, get 2 months free type thing. And yeah, that's it. You basically come to our website and read a little bit about it.
So these programs are like $600 a month, $700 a month. What are they going for?
It was $99.99.
No. Three easy payments.
Three easy payments. Yeah. So all of our program, the price range is $15 to $25 per month, which to me, with what you're getting, is absolutely ridiculous. But it's one of those things where we want to be able to reach more people. It's not, and so the $15 for the Bodyweight Anywhere, low intensity, beginning, and intermediate are $20, and then the advanced is $25. And when you click on the advanced and you look at the sample week of programming, you will understand why it's $25.
And to put some perspective on that, I mean, if you go to most yoga classes, Brazilian jiu-jitsu classes, CrossFit classes for that matter, typically it's at least $10 to $20 a class unless the place is run in a completely slapdick fashion. If you're paying like $4 or $5 a class, then basically what you've got is an open gym with a babysitter going on. You're not getting any type of quality programming or anything else like that. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're more than fairly priced. And I think when people get in there and they see the value of just being able to keep your stuff and not have to carry that composition book, it's worth its weight in gold. And the app makes it so easy to use. It's like, it's ridiculous. So there
was a feature, it's been a long time since I saw it, but it was one of the things that was just so sexy that I was like, oh my God, I love this thing. But it was on the coaching interface. When the coaches are developing the programming, the Train Heroic guys actually created this little grid, and it shows upper body, lower body, pushing, pulling, quad-centric versus hip-centric movements. And after you've populated all of your movement pools for a particular block, it gives you kind of a graphical representation of how much balance you have in that. So you can see where it's kind of like, okay, so I do like 8-to-1, you know, bench pressing movements versus, vertical pressing movements. And I do absolutely no scapular retraction at all, which is, you know, just a recipe for disaster. And so for the coach, it's really interesting. Like, you can feel like you're doing some good, well-balanced programming, but instead of operating on a gut level with that, this thing actually gives you like a heat mapping of the way that your programming is in fact being implemented. And then you can tweak and modify that. And, you know, there's some good arguments that maybe you want to do a block of more intensified vertical pressing. And then you do somewhere down the road want to balance that out with some scapular retraction and maybe some horizontal pressing. But that heat mapping, that movement mapping, allows you to really get your head around what's going on with that. And instead of it being an intuitive thing, it's a very quantifiable thing.
Yeah, no, it's legit. It's like spell check for programming.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah, you should patent that and then sell it back to Train Heroic. I like that. Definitely a good trademark going on.
And trademarked, exactly.
So guys, there's an app that's available. It's iPhone only right now. The Android people just send hate mail to idontcare@norcalsc.com.
I sent it to Train Heroic, actually.
The Android app
they're working
is in
on
process.
It.
Actually. Yeah, like they're estimating what type of timeline on the Android app.
You know, honestly, he didn't give us one, and I think they've been really, really good with their timelines as far as like saying, hey, this is where we're at with this. He didn't give us one, but they are working on it. And when they told me they're working on the iPhone one, I feel like it was like 4 weeks later, but I'm just going to say I would guesstimate 4 to 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks.
Cool.
That's my guess.
So, you know, clearly individuals, I think that this would be a great program for folks individually to work out, you know, to have some solid programming. Sean, you mentioned one of our kind of sister facilities not too far away from us that's using this programming. How much time do you think that it saves Chris Gill using this program versus cooking all this stuff up from scratch?
Straight up, he said he was paying a programmer, and so he's saving money now that he's on our stuff. But it's just less stress. He's like, right. So less stress. He's like, when he was doing the programming years ago, he's like, it would always take me for the class, especially as they started adding more. I mean, our gym is unique in the regards we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six different classes, seven different classes in the facility that, you know, to program for. Fortunately, we have it broken up between the coaches. But for him, when he added his fourth class style, you're into some time programming. I mean, you could be upwards of 3 or 4 hours easily.
Per class per week.
It could be if you're doing it right. I mean, you could definitely just throw some stuff together, but save him time. But he's like, it's just the again, he's only been on it for a little over a week, actually 2 weeks, I believe it is. He just said, "Is this so nice being able to do it?" And I click on it, and I could touch on that a little bit if you'd like me to, as far as what the gym owners can look for. So, like, as a gym owner, or a coach that has a facility, the coolest thing about this is if you sign up under our programs, basically you'll have access to all of our programming, but you also get to create your own calendar, which you can then offer to your clients. So now your clients have all the access to be able to basically track all of their stuff in what looks like his thing is basically skinned. I saw it yesterday for the first time. It's skinned. It looks like CrossFit Feather River. And so basically when they log in, when his clients log in, they have the same interface our clients have. They're just on the Feather River thing. The only difference is they're utilizing our programming.
So it's all white labeled. So you keep the branding of your own gym intact,
yep.
But you're benefiting
yep.
from that NorCal programming.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah. And the coolest thing, he was like, dude, it is so money. Cause he could basically take, his classes are named a little bit different. Like our lift is he calls it life, but and then he has like an element, which is our intermediate, but anyways, he puts it in there, but it's different days. So he plugs it in and he actually plugs into the low intensity workouts in between, kind of as a break days, so to speak, or like a deload, whatever you want to call them, but more of just like longer conditioning recovery days. But he's able to drag and drop that stuff or overlay them. And so it's probably, he can make it still work for him. And that's what's really, that's what he's like, dude, I love that it's not just like, this is what you get and that's it. And so he has access to all five of our clubs. And he's able to go through and look at them all. And if he wants to drag and drop one of them on there, he could totally do that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, guys, remind folks where they can check all this stuff out.
So you have, obviously, NorCalSC.com. Click on our online training tab, and you can basically go in there and read about everything. Click on any of the pictures of the clubs, and you can go read a little bit more about the clubs. One last thing I want to talk about with the Train Heroic thing about the gym owners is for Josh passed this on to us, which was really cool. Basically, from now, for the next 30 days, and it'll be on our site as well, if you're a gym owner or a coach that wants to utilize this platform, it's $50 a month for the actual platform, and we are only charging the $200 for one club, and you're going to get all five of our programs basically for that price per month. Once you sign up, the cool thing, Train Heroic, the pricing won't change. It's going to be set in that you're in that price range. So if you do the next 30 days, you're paying $200 basically for five different clubs, which is ridiculous.
Cool. Okay. So given when this podcast goes up, let's say that offer would be good until say like June 30th.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep. And we'll have dates on there. Once it goes up, we'll post the dates on the website.
Okay.
So people see like, hey, you have 30 days to do this. Here's what it's all about. And feel free to email, you can email myself, info@norcalsc.com or Sean@norcalsc.com. And any of us are happy to answer questions. I mean, we want to make sure you get the right club. There have been a few people that started off a little high, a little ambitious, I guess you'd say. And Josh has done us a huge favor and shifted them into the right club.
Nice.
No charge, just transfer the funds.
Cool. Awesome, guys. Well, super excited for where this thing's going to go. I think we've got some ideas for an integrated nutrition program with this whole thing too, that we're kind of sniffing around how to do that and do it in a way that nobody else is doing, and bigger, better, anything that we do, we want to make sure that it's absolutely the best thing out there. I think that this strength and conditioning programming is some of the best stuff available. Clearly I have a vested interest in this. I'm going to make billions of dollars off this thing. So, all kinds of nefarious issues with it. But, our gym's been around coming up on 12 years. I would say conservatively that we've been one of the primary leaders in taking this kind of functional group fitness training approach, but really putting some very significant thought into progression, programming, periodization, so that we keep our folks healthy and safe. And, you know, from the evil capitalist side of this stuff, if people aren't broken and they're actually making progress and enjoying themselves, they actually stay in the gym, and then everybody does a lot better. So there's our nefarious, plan behind that. Make people happy and they stay with you longer. So,
yeah. Winning.
Yeah.
Cool,
awesome,
man.
Guys.
Hey, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah.
Great having you guys on, and look forward to getting back down to NorCal and getting a fanny whooping.
Awesome, man.
Love it.
Take care, bud.
You too. And Grayson, take care. Give the girls a smooch, and I'll talk to you soon.
I will, man. Thanks. You too.
Okay. Take care.